This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Did you have a Merry Christmas?
It was spectacular, yes. Nice and quiet and peaceful. How about you?
Spectacular because it was nice and peaceful and quiet.
Yeah.
Well, the little ones got me up at 6:30.
Oh, my word.
And said, Mimi, we're ready to open presents. Let's go. I mean, that's just the way it went. And they said, can we open them before everybody gets down? I said, no, we got to wait a few minutes. But it didn't take long. And they were all marvelous presents. Just marvelous.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And flying planes is a fun thing.
Really?
Their planes are battery operated. They go low, they go high, they go all over. They're really neat.
Really? Now that sounds cool.
You know, I read all about them, and this father said he got them to get his kids off of the electronics and to get them outside. I said, that's a great idea.
Yeah, it's exactly what you're looking for.
That's right. I wanted something to get these children outside. So everything I bought was an active toy other than a table that has all the different things. You can play pool on it. You can play foosball on it. It's got a basketball deal inside. And it's a very active thing also.
Wow. So it was a game time Christmas.
It was. I didn't get anything like cars, things like that. I mean, they've got enough of that. I wanted something that was active.
Yeah.
And then we got the drone, and it's too complicated.
What? Is it really?
That thing is too complicated. We're going to have to make a little change.
Are you going to send it back? or what?
Yes, I think we need a less complicated one. A 10-year-old cannot handle this thing.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds like
it's too complicated. It does too many things.
Oh, my goodness. So it's almost like
you have to have an adult to supervise. That's great. Oh my gosh!
Oh Lord, it sounds like trying to sit at the helm at a like a NASA facility instead of just...
That's right. It's kind of that way. It takes two or three people.
Oh, wow.
And I only got one thing that I was disappointed in, and I'm going to see if I can send it back. Sharper Image had this thing. It looked great in color on their website. Looked like it did all these things. It's this goggle deal. You put it on. And you play this game.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing to it. There's nothing to it.
Really?
Yeah, it's just something someone thought up and thought we'd fall for it, which I did. And it's just it's not even worth talking about.
Oh, no. No, I'm sorry about that.
Yes. Well. So that was the only thing that was disappointing. Everything else was wonderful, spectacular. And I would do it again.
Good deal. How about the feast? Did everything go well with the feast? Was there a feast?
It did. We're going to talk about that this morning on trivia.
Oh, spoiler alert.
It's going to be part of my trivia this
All
morning.
All right. Well, see, that's what I get for asking too many questions. I got ahead of myself.
That's right. Trivia will be different this morning.
Neat. Well, then I'm looking forward to that. That'll be fun. Nice.
It will be.
So,
yes.
So then what about New Year's? Because, you know, we got both Christmas and then New Year's back to back. Any plans? Anything? Or?
I have not. I don't think I'm going out. You know, we've went out for years and years. But I don't think so.
Just a quiet evening at the house.
Maybe so. We'll see.
Good.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be a nice change, yeah.
It would be a heck of a change.
After all the activity it sounds like he had over Christmas, a nice little break at New Year's would be great.
That's right. A nice quiet evening at home would not be a bad idea.
Good. Good deal. Well, I'm glad that went well. When do, because I know you have to schedule the light guy to come back out and take the lights down. When does that happen? After the first or?
Yes, he'll come after the first, take all the lights down, pack them and mark them, and we'll put them up.
Good deal. And then we start looking forward to spring and all that. So.
Yeah, then we start the next session.
Yeah.
You know?
And here we go again.
And we go from one thing to another. I mean, it's a busy life, let me tell you. I don't know how everybody manages. How do you think they do? From one thing to the other.
I don't think people manage very well, really.
Okay.
Wow. Well, I'm glad it went well. It sounds like you had a wonderful holiday, so that's great.
That's right. It was wonderful.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
I know technically the office is closed last week because you were, you know, between the week between Christmas and New Year's, you usually take off. You, however, are always working. It doesn't matter if the office is closed. You're still there doing stuff. So did anything happen this past week?
Yes. We've got one policy to fill.
Really?
It's a short one, 18 months. So it's a lady, and it has some great profits, a little over 20%. So I think it'll be a great policy. Oh, and the premium, let me give you what the premium is, 0.750.
Whoa, really?
It's not even 1%. So, you know, it's a great deal, low premiums. The woman's 53 years of age. It's one of our great deals where it's short, profit's good, 20%. Clients are going to make about $42,000.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yes. And then we have another that we've bid on. It's $3 million. I'll know by Monday or Tuesday whether we get it or not. It's a $3 million one.
Wow.
I won't go into all the profit. The profit is spectacular.
Cool. Well, then that's great.
It's more than we've ever paid on a policy. Let me just say that.
Really?
Yeah. We've never had that much profit in our lives.
Well, then that sounds like a great, if you get that one, it sounds like a great way to end the year or start the new year.
It will be a great way to end this year.
Wow.
If we can get it on this year's books. It's a 32-month, and as I said, it's a great policy.
Well, that's fantastic then. Nice. That's a little bit of good news then.
Yeah, it's a Mass Mutual policy. You know, they're AAA rated. It was issued a long time ago. The man's 70 years old and very sick. So I can't wait to see if it pans out. The profit is over $1 million profit if we get it for the clients.
Really? And would you say $3 million?
Yeah, over $1 million.
Wow. Good.
So I can't wait on those two policies. This is a great way to finish up the year if we get that other one.
No doubt.
And so far, by the way, we're high bidder.
Really? Oh, wow.
We're the high bidder, unless somebody sneaks in. See, I figured with us being closed this week, other people are closed. And they're thinking nothing's going on in the bidding world, but it is.
Ah.
So we might sneak this by everybody and get this great policy.
Really? That would be fantastic. You know, I guess I didn't think about that. You know, other people are closed, and they probably, like, literally, like, turn the lights out and take it to the house. But you're still there. You're still there.
That's right. I'm still here by my computer. I'm still working and working deals, right here at the end of the year because – I just thought about that. If we could sneak in and maybe outbid someone because they went home, it'd certainly be wonderful.
Boy, that's pretty clever on your part. Pretty sneaky.
Well, it is sneaky. I hope it works. Yeah. I think it may. Because I haven't heard. I mean, when they called on Friday and said, you're high bidder, I said, well, this next week, we'll find out real quick.
Wow. Well, then that'll be fantastic. That's really exciting news, because I know you've been looking for some big you know, push at the end of the year, and so that'd be great. But between both of them, it's great. So
it will. And what most people don't realize, when you buy a life insurance policy, your principal and your interest are guaranteed, because it's coming out of your life insurance policy. It's not a guarantee from us. It's the insurance company will pay off. They're going to pay your principal. They're going to pay your profit, because it's built in. It's built in. It's not like being in the stock market. You're going to get whatever it's worth that day. If you close out, you're going to get whatever that day holdings are. It could be less than what you paid. It could be a lot more, or it could be nothing. So, you know, think about that. A life insurance policy guarantees you your money back and your profit back.
Yeah, and you know what that number is.
That's what I love about life insurance policies. And, we, you know, all these companies are huge. They're all billion-dollar companies. So we don't have anything to worry about there, because life insurance companies have reserves up. They're prepared for policies to mature. Banks are not. You know, they said banks right now are looking at a huge loss due to all the real estate.
Really?
You know, commercial real estate. Yeah, they said it's over $100 million.
Ooh, wow!
They think their losses will be over $100 million.
Wow, that's pretty substantial. That's a big hit.
It's going to be a big hit. They loaned a lot of money on commercial real estate, thinking it was safe, and in good times it would have been. But people are downsizing. They're getting out of the big office buildings with the huge rent. Most people don't realize if you're in a 10 or 20 story building, you not only pay rent, at the end of the year, they assess you for all their expenses for the year. So it's not just rent, it's expenses also.
And they all that is due at one time, like the utilities?
It's all due at one time.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I did not know that.
And I think some of the banks may have taken them over, because I've noticed if you ask them for a dip in the rent, they say no. And yet the ones that the companies still own them, yes, they're giving 3 to 5 months free rent.
Really?
Yes.
Just to keep people in the places, because...
That's right, to get people to come and rent, because a lot of people are saying, no more high rises, no more expensive offices. We're not going to pay that huge rent. And we know it started in San Francisco, California, and it's coming this way. And we see every day in Dallas, Fort Worth, empty buildings.
Jeez. Is this a result of like COVID stuff, people learning that their people can work from home and less overhead and all that, or is it something else?
I think it's a downturn. It's a downturn. You know, we've had all these huge, big companies that had these huge offices. It's rented, and they don't need them now. You know?
Wow.
They would have, you know, 20,000 feet, 15,000. And as they are going under, they're giving up all that.
Hmm.
So that's going to hurt the landlords a lot. It's going to hurt them a lot.
Wow. That's...
Yeah. So anyway, the way to go is life insurance companies, deal with them. They pay off. Your profit is built in with a life insurance policy. You don't have to worry about it. It's already built in.
It almost seems like no matter what the circumstance is, no matter what's happening, if it's, you know, some kind of a climate thing, or if it's a by climate, I don't mean like weather. I mean, like, you know, the whole general landscape of what's happening in the country and the world. But, you know, the things that affect real estate, the things that affect, you know, all the restaurants that went under, the things that affect, you know, any kind of a situation that's happening, even the scaredness of a potential another, you know, crash like 2008 yeah. looming over people's heads. It seems like no matter what the situation is, the only things that really maintain is life settlements, and it just isn't affected by anything at all.
That's right. It's its own bubble. And I've thought about that this weekend, and I was going, well, you know, there's such a big difference. Real estate prices are down, rents are down on it. If you have commercial buildings, you may not can fill them. You're gonna have to pay that mortgage to the lender no matter what, whether you're making a profit. But if you're invested in life insurance, it's not going to go down. They're not going to ask you to take less. Life insurance companies pay off, and they pay off well. And I would rather have my money in a life insurance policy than anything I can think of.
Yeah.
Because it's safe. We always know what we're going to get. We know they'll pay off. And all we have to do is put the money in your account, you know, when it matures.
Yeah,
whatever. And that's just about the safest thing I know, because real estate right now is not a good investment.
Oh, geez.
And we know the stock market, according to the big boys, is headed down.
Yeah, yeah, they say
so. Why take the risk?
Exactly.
Why take the risk of everything you've built up, you've got your profit, and now it goes down? I want something that my profit is steady, that they're going to give it to me at the end of the term.
Yeah.
That they're not going to say, I'm sorry, you don't get any profit.
Or discount it or something like that. You know, that.
Or, yeah, I'll say, oh, we're going to discount this. We're going to give you 50 cents on the dollar.
Yeah.
That's what the realtors, real estate companies are going to get.
Jeez.
They're going to get about 50 cents.
Tremendous losses.
Yeah, because the banks have got, they're hanging out to dry.
Yeah. So not only life insurance policies, not only do they maintain and they pay out their full value, but you don't have to worry that there's a shortage of cash because they have to have all the reserves on hand at all times, right?
That's right. And so if you invest in a life insurance policy, you're always going to get your full amount. You're going to get your investment. You're going to get your interest always, because they're going to pay off whatever that policy says. They're going to pay off the front amount. If it's $1 million, they're going to pay $1 million. If it's $5 million, they're going to pay it. And they've got the money. They've got the reserves to handle it if all of it come due tomorrow. And the other thing is they've been in business 100 years.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, it's not a startup. It's not something that they go to the market. What I've been reading about, all these companies go and go public. And, you know, in 6 months or a year, they're busted. Like these people started this big beef company. Well, they told them all the officers were Texans. They were from Fort Worth, Texas. They got $100+ million all over the United States. The guys they said were running it don't even exist.
Really?
They don't exist. They made the names up.
Wow.
I mean, it's over my head.
Oh.
I cannot imagine.
Oh, my God.
And you would think if they said Texas and beef, that it was a sound deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it would sound like it was. But it was some old boys that were fast. And now these people are all taking that loss.
Wow.
Where's their money gone? Went into cars and crazy things.
Jeez.
But if you stick with a life insurance company, it's a third party, you know? In other words, we couldn't get to your money. The bank couldn't get to your money. It's invested in a life insurance policy through a life insurance company. That's what makes it safe.
And all the protocol, like processes and safeguards that are in place, they seem, and I want to be careful how I say this, correct me if I say this the wrong way, but they seem like they're much more secure than anything else.
I think they're very secure because we don't touch the money. We don't handle your money. Nevada Trust handles your money at all times. they verify. This is what I love. We can send in a deal from a client and say, they want to move this much money to pay premiums. Philip picks up the phone, he calls them, and verifies it.
Wow, that's cool.
They verify your money at all times. How many banks are going to do that?
None.
Yeah. If the broker over there says, oh, you just bought all this stock, is it verified? No. The broker just does what he needs to do or wants to do. And so this is to keep you safe. We use a third party. We use a trustee to handle your money and our money. And that's the safe way to do it.
And also, people get all the information ahead of time, so they know exactly what they're investing in. They know all about
right.
the policy on what used to be
and
known
it's
as
it's always routine. In writing. Remember that.
Yes.
And when we tell you something, the contract is in writing. It tells you what you're going to make. It tells you what your liability is. It tells you if it goes over. It tells you the face amount, who the people are, what kind of cancer it is. You always know what kind of cancer it is. So you're always informed up front about the investment. Then we send it out to you and say, read this, go over it, and tell us a yes or a no. And our clients have been with us a long time. So, you know, they know how it works. They know they're going to get paid. They've been getting paid for years. So they understand the whole process.
And they don't.
And since 2018, we've paid out $100 million.
Good Lord.
Since we started, we've paid out $200 million.
$200 million. I just can't even. I mean, it's just you put it in those terms, and it's just, you know, you kind of go through the day-to-day process of, you know, going through, okay, you know, as an investor, say, okay, here's a policy, another one matured, and I'm going to invest in another one. You're kind of going through it, and you don't always step back, and sometimes when you step back and actually look at the forest and you see the big picture, it's like that really is jarring. It's jarring numbers. I mean, that's big profits for people. That can't be ignored.
It is, because we've returned, as I said, since 2018, $100 million. Lifetime is $200
million. Wow.
And we were filing papers with the state, and they asked us, how many maturities have you had? We had to go back and look it up. That's how I know. So we went back and looked it up through 2018. Then the question was, since inception, what have you returned? And we had to go look it up.
Wow. That's amazing.
So we know for a fact, you know, how many there were. They ask how many non-accredited people and how many accredited.
Wow.
So,
that is.
You know, you have to go look all that up so then you know everything.
And I'm sure you probably don't look at it, you know, on a regular basis, but when you saw that come back, I'm sure you were a little bit surprised yourself. Wow, that's.
I was. I said, holy cow. I didn't know it was that much.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. What about annuities? I know we're kind of getting towards the end of the year. Are bonuses still there? Are they?
We still have bonuses. We still have the great annuities that we've always had, but the bonus really pops it up. And we've still got the 12%, the 17% bonus, and now the bonus is payable for 3 years. If you put money in, it'll give you a bonus every year for 3 years instead of the 7 that we did have. But they've still got all the great features. The one has got so many features, extra features. At the end of the term, it will give you an extra 4% payout. It's got all kinds of things in it. So, you know, the bonus is really a big deal. And, you know, if you've got any sort of big money, this is the way to go. Because whatever age you are, if you're getting, you know, past 65, an annuity would be a great idea. Get you out of part of your stock market. If you wanted to risk some of your money, but don't risk it all. I'm saying an annuity, you can't outlive it. It'll pay you every year. You can start collecting money the next year on an annuity. Or you can say, I'm too young. Just leave it in there for 4 or 5 years before I start drawing it. And for anybody that thinks that they might get Their brain might get mushy later on. An annuity is the answer because you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to figure it every year. Whatever it makes, they lock the interest in every 12 months for you.
So you basically just set it.
You can't outlive one. You can't outdo an annuity.
Okay. All right. There's not a lot of analysis.
Some of our people are getting older. They're going to need to start going into annuities.
What, like 60s, 70s-ish
yes.
is a good age for annuities, you said?
It is. And, you know, as you get older, you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
And if you stay in the stock market, you're going to worry about it every day of your life.
Oh.
It's going to make your hair fall out.
Yeah, it will. So if somebody, and I know that people sometimes do both, sometimes people will maybe in their 50s, and I'm just kind of assuming here, so correct me if I'm assuming wrong, but maybe people will, you know, get into annuities and life settlements and kind of do both and make sure they're diversified. But if people want to do one or the other, people, what is a good age for somebody to start, or maybe a whole age range? What is a good age range from start to finish for somebody who wanted to do, say, life settlements? What would that be like?
Well, the life settlements, you know, 40 years old and up.
Okay.
You should be in a life settlement if you don't want the risk of the stock market. If you've got a 401k and you're changing jobs, a life settlement's perfect. You know, because you're 40 years old, 50 years old, you've got a long way to go. You can build a good portfolio. If you're 70, you should be thinking annuities.
Okay.
Annuities is the best thing for you in your 70s because you're going to have to start taking money out, so it works real well. You don't have to worry about your interest. It'll pay your interest every year. You don't have to worry about a downturn. And it's more predictable for older people. That's what they need, predictability. They need to know that it's compound interest. They don't pay taxes, so they take it out. There's just nothing negative about a good annuity. Make sure it's a fixed index annuity, and that's the kind you need. You need the kind that are guaranteed.
Do you see any changes into the new year? Any like shifts in anything, whether it's, you know, annuities, whether it's bonus related, whether it's, you know, maybe new laws that go into effect, or, you know, a change in, you know, the landscape of the economy? Or do you see any changes?
There is new laws going in effect.
Ah.
On a lot of investments, annuities, there's a lot of things going in. So we'll have to be aware of those.
Okay. And that's something that, yeah, I mean, obviously we want, it could probably, I'm sure, get a little bit boring and monotonous to people if we start going over all of that right now.
Yeah, we don't want to go into that.
We won't. But it's something that, you know, as if people are interested in getting into annuities or life settlements, you can go over those things if they're interested, but you just pretty much just do what needs to be done, and people don't need to necessarily worry about it then, right?
That's right. And if they're getting ready to retire, you know, they're 70, 75, I would stick with annuities.
Okay.
Now, a lot of times people want to do life settlements, and that's okay. But if you're going to need money coming in regularly, then the annuity is the way to go. If you don't need the interest, but every 2 years or every 3 years, you can do a life settlement. But you're not going to get the interest paid each year. It's different. The interest is going to accumulate till the person passes away. So when that person passes away on a life settlement, that's when you get paid. You get paid in a lump sum, principal and interest.
Okay. All right. So it just kind of depends on where people are in their lifespan as far as what would be best. Although you do have some people that I assume do both just because they want to be diversified, right?
I do. I have a lot of people that are diversified. I have a lot of people that are turning 72 and 73. They're the ones that are coming to me and say, I need to get my money into annuities.
Okay.
And I've got a lot of people that say, I cannot take the stock market any longer. I'm too worried. I know what's going to happen, and I don't want to go through 2008 again.
Are you
so
getting
those people, you know?
Are more and more people coming over saying that, or are people?
Yes, I'm having a lot of people right now saying, you know, I'm at an age where I don't want to stay in the stock market. We're fixing to retire. We don't want to take the risk anymore.
Okay.
And you don't have that risk in annuities. And so, you know, that's a good thing for them to do. If you're 70 years old or 75, 78, an annuity is going to be the thing for you. If you're younger, a life settlement, you've got plenty of time. And you can turn it and turn it. And we have a lot of people that are making a lot of interest right now on their life settlements. They're doing very well. And then we've got the people with the old ones. Mm. And they're waiting. And once we get out of those old ones, they'll be home free.
Yeah.
Because remember, I'm in those old ones with them. People don't think about that. They is sitting right there at the same risk level.
Oh.
Unfortunately, we believe somebody when we should not have believed them. And that's what makes horse racing.
Oh, my goodness. But that doesn't happen anymore. The LEs and all the resources that you have, those are long gone. And so
those are long gone. The companies we're using now are spot on. We've been checking them and checking them, and they're right. We've had a lot of policies come in early this year. They have come in early, and it's because of the new company. So we're really proud of them. They're doing a good job. The other company that keeps up with when they're dead, they're doing a good job too.
Oh, wow.
Once we got rid of that other company, we're doing much better.
Wow.
So, you know, they're keeping up with the deaths and letting us know right away.
And it seems almost like, and I don't know for sure, it's just kind of like a general observation, but it seems like premiums are getting better as well. Is that?
Oh, they're a lot better. They are a lot better. We've really worked on that and really worked on it.
Okay. Because, yeah, you mentioned the one earlier, like I think it was 0.75. I'm like, what?
Yes.
That's
very
pretty good.
Small.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great. It's worth it.
I was pretty impressed with that. So, nice. Either way, whether it's annuities or life settlements, people do need to know. I think the takeaway is that you do have a safety net. Both of them are conservative. You won't lose your principal, which is not something that you can say in pretty much any other type of investment. You always protect the principal. And people are not having to get up in the middle of the night and check their portfolio to see if they have anything left. It's just
that's right. Or how bad it fell, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm sure that's a big asset to people who maybe have recently made the switch from the stock market over to life settlements or annuities or something like that. They don't have that stress and anxiety of worrying.
It's a lot better to relax, know your money is safe, know that every year you can draw it out. I mean, that's the best of all worlds.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. This is Your Money with Fay Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And I've been looking forward to this since I unintentionally spilled the beans. Every Saturday we get into trivia. So what is our topic today?
It is pecan oil.
Oh.
Pecan oil. What do you know about pecan oil?
Absolutely nothing. But I'm looking forward
to it.
Okay,
let me just fill you in. This holiday, I needed pecan oil for a salad dressing.
Ah.
I couldn't find it. We went to 5-6 places, got on the internet, everywhere. There's a huge shortage of pecan oil. Then I found out, if you can find it, it runs from about $12 to about $54.
Wow.
A lot of our pecan companies here in Texas make pecan oil. Come to find out, it's one of the best things in the world for you. I got busy and found out everything there is to know about pecan oil. Since I had so much trouble getting it, I said, what is it about this? Well, it's not only one of the best cooking oils in the world. It's better than corn oil. It's better than olive oil for you. It is the best. And then everybody says, well, what else does it do? Well, it's got all these vitamins, carbohydrates, zinc, phosphorus. A and E vitamins. It's got everything. Then we find out it's good for your heart. Then we find out it's good for cholesterol.
Really?
It's good for high blood pressure. And people who might be going to get dementia and their brain gets foggy, pecan oil is great for it. It's great for your skin, your face. This thing is good for everything that we have, and I bet most people don't know it because I didn't.
Golly,
I didn't know that it was good to eat, it's good to cook with, that you should be using it, that it's rare, and it's has all the benefits that I never even heard of. Besides just using it in tasty things, the things for your skin, it says, are incredible.
Wow.
It will prevent iron deficiencies in people that have low iron. They won't if they use pecan oil. It makes your brain function better, it says. And this is due to advanced biomedical research. And it has got all these potent antitoxins that will make your brain function a lot younger. How about that?
Wow. I should be drinking that by the gallon.
And it can diminish the symptoms of dementia and other diseases linked to your brain.
Really?
Yeah.
And
then come to find out the functions of your heart. It helps to decrease your chance of developing coronary artery disease.
Wow.
Yes. It will maintain a healthy heart. So we better fill up our chest with this, and it will support weight loss.
Really?
Yeah. It's more effective than olive oil. It can eliminate unhealthy and desirable fat in the body.
Wow. I had no idea. When you said pecan oil, I thought, ooh, tasty. I had no idea.
Yeah, it is, but that's not the only thing.
Wow.
It says it will prevent skin problems. If you've got pale-looking skin, you need to be utilizing pecan oil to get a brighter complexion. It can prevent the breakouts of your skin or accumulation of oil in your pores. I mean, this is it's revolutionary, and nobody ever told me that pecan oil will take care of your heart, your blood pressure. It'll help your weight. It'll keep you from getting dementia. That sounds pretty important.
Yeah. Golly. if this is just now getting out, no wonder there's a shortage.
I guess so, but I didn't even know about it.
No.
You know, I knew that this recipe every year calls for pecan oil, and then I couldn't get it. Then I went to every store. Then I finally got on the internet, finally found it, and found out how hard it is to get.
Wow.
And yet it's made right here in Texas.
Is it really?
It's made right here in Texas.
Now that's music to my ears.
Yeah, the pecan companies make it now. They said you should always get it in a bottle, that it needs to be kept in a cool, dry place. Nowhere there's any heat, but it needs to be in a bottle.
Hmm.
Yeah. And once it's open, they say it needs to go in the refrigerator. Then you set it out before you use it where it'll melt back down.
So it gets kind of like room temperature.
Yes.
Wow, interesting.
But I had no idea that this one little peanut oil is this healthy and will practically, sounds like, change your life.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, it will make you a healthy person if you will get on it and read about it and get on this pecan oil.
Jeez. Know what? I mean, I can't. They've actually, like, traced all of these things back to pecan oil.
Yes, they've done all these studies on it.
Wow.
And it all comes to pecan oil. And they said pecan oil will take on the taste of whatever you're cooking it in.
Really?
Yes, it will change the taste back over to that.
Wow. So instead of, because some oils, you know, are very potent, and they will change the taste of what you're cooking. But pecan oil works backwards.
Works backward. It will go to whatever you're cooking. And they said the temperature is much better than with olive oil or corn oil or anything to cook with pecan oil. They said everybody should only cook with pecan oil, and then they give all the other things it's good for that you should be using it for and how to take care of it and not let it go rancid, and that it should always be in a bottle.
Wow.
They said if it's ever in a tin, it has to be a special kind. But it runs from $12 to about $54.
Well, seeing how all the stuff that it's apparently good for, I can understand. It sounds like it's worth it too.
I talked to a chef, and she buys it by the gallon and wouldn't use anything else. This chef said, "Oh my gosh, we use it for everything."
Really?
And I was just in shock. I go, "I didn't even know all this. Why didn't anybody know that pecan oil was good for our heart?" It's good for our cholesterol. It's good for weight loss. It's good for your brain.
Yeah, I need that.
I do, too. I mean, we all need it. I mean, it sounds like it could really be a healthy something that we should all be doing.
Yeah. Jeez, I had no idea. You know, you hear all the dangers, you know, sometimes of things like, you know, vegetable oil or canola oil and, you know, all the things that it does. And then you hear the apparently good things, you know, with olive oil or grapeseed oil, but nothing like pecan oil. I mean, heart, it's got vitamins. It's good for your cholesterol.
Every kind of vitamin in the world.
Yeah.
And if people are low on iron, they should be using pecan oil.
Really? I'm shocked.
It'd bring that iron up. Yeah. I'm shocked at all the vitamins in it. And, of course, you know, our crops have been bad this year because of the heat during the summer. So that may be why it's a little higher.
Mm.
But, you know, you can find it. I couldn't even get it at Walmart.
Really?
I couldn't get it anywhere. Yes, everybody was low on it.
But you ended up...
It just wasn't available. And I finally found it.
Good. So it might take a little bit of work to find some. But it sounds like it's worth it.
I think it's worth it. We should all be trying it to see how it works.
Golly.
I mean, it's got so many different things that we could be using it on health-wise.
Wow.
I was just making a salad dressing with it. That's all I was doing.
My guess is you've been using it for years and had no idea, right?
I had no idea. And every year at Christmas, I use it, and I just had forgotten how hard it was to buy and had everybody out scouring for it, and we finally found it. And I said, oh, my gosh. So then I came home and started reading about it, finding out all this. I go, this is a marvelous thing. It's right here in Texas. It's made in Texas, and it could save everybody's life, looks like.
Yeah.
Make us a healthy bunch of Texans.
Jeez. So I assume, is it like the only time you used to use it, maybe up until now?
That's right. I was using it once a year and wasting it.
Oh, no.
Yes, just face it. I was wasting it because I didn't know that I could use it for everything in the world. I didn't know you could cook with it every day of your life.
Wow.
And that you should be using that instead of corn oil or olive oil. Pecan oil is what you use to cook with.
Wow.
And then you use it on all these other things.
It's quite fascinating also that the oil takes on the flavor of what you're cooking. That's different.
That's right. I was shocked by that. I was shocked that it's so good for the brain.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, it does something to the brain.
Wow.
So we need to be eating that.
One oil can do all this stuff.
Huh. Yeah, and pecan oil is good for the skin. It will bring your skin back, keep it looking young and healthy.
Wow.
I mean, this stuff, we need to be right on that.
And you can cook your eggs and everything in pecan oil.
Oh, yeah. They say it's good for your skin, your hair. I mean, it's good for everything. It's a fountain of many benefits.
It's a fountain of youth.
And it said, replace your common cooking oil.
Wow.
Replace it and get on this.
Of course, now that you've said it, it's probably going to be a mad run on pecan oil. So it'll make it even harder
to find.
There
should be a run on it. It says on hair, it nourishes it. Gives it a shining color because it contains this amino acid, and it can eliminate baldness in men and decrease the patchiness and increase blood flow to the roots of the hair.
I'm shocked. I'm literally shocked that it can do all these things.
It can cure dandruff.
Really? I mean, wow.
If all this is true, I need to start producing this.
Yeah, no doubt. You need to start making, get you a pecan farm or something, because
I need one, but it's just anti-aging.
Yeah.
If you want to be younger.
Boy, if the word gets out, and maybe it already is, and I'm just like living in a bubble and had no clue, but man, if it hasn't been out so far and people get a wind of this, that's a game changer right there.
Because the vitamin E and the vitamin A in it will benefit the skin and the face.
Wow.
And it will help you choose smoothness, get rid of the wrinkles on your face. I mean, where has this been all my life?
I don't know. That's a good question. Wow.
And this is not somebody trying to sell it. This is just the facts on the thing.
This is just what you found just by researching on your own
independently. Yeah, I just did research, and it said it's good for your hair, your scalp. It increases blood flow. It's good for your skin. It's good for weight loss. I mean, your heart. I go, this is a miracle drug right here.
Really? No doubt. And you just use it, you know, just you would like any other oil. It's not like you have to do anything different or special. So
no, you don't have to do a thing different.
Jeez.
It's all natural. You just use it.
Yeah. And since it takes on the flavor of whatever you're cooking, you know it tastes good. So
that's right.
Jeez. Well, boy, I'm going to have to start doing a little research myself and see if I can find some.
You better do some research and get on this, because you don't want to get old, you know.
Yeah, it may be too late.
That's right. I mean, this is going to pump us up, make us look younger. The skin's going to be better. We're going to live longer.
Yeah.
If we don't live longer, it's going to seem like it.
Yeah. They're going to start asking for my ID when I go to the grocery store pretty soon.
Well, I hope that's true.
Wow. All right. Well, pecan oil is now top of the list of ingredients on the shopping list, then, that's for sure. Wow. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And you did say that it apparently helps cholesterol, like improve cholesterol, right?
Yes, it said that too.
Wow. All right.
Hmm. Internally and externally, it's good for you.
Wow. All right. I'm still a little bit shocked that that pecan oil can do all those things. So I
who would have thought?
I know it. It's weird. Okay, so since we're coming up towards the end of the year, is there anything that people need to do in the next few days before the year wraps, just to make sure?
No, everybody should have taken their RMDs by now. All of our people have, as far as I know. They've made arrangements. They're in good shape. We're just starting the new year. We're going to be investing, going to make them money, going to make me money. We're going to have a great year. We're going to have lots of maturities and lots of investments.
For life settlements, we always go over the risks. What is the biggest?
That's right. The biggest risk is it could go over and you would owe some premium. So you need to know that going in. But remember, going in, you know what the risk is. We give you what the premiums are going to be. If it goes over, what your profit's going to be, it's all on that one page. So you know everything going in. So that's your only rig risk. The other risk that's small is, remember, you don't get your money till you cash it in. In other words, you can't say, oh, I'd like my profit now. Your profit is paid at the end of the term when it matures.
Okay. But people do need to be accredited.
And then you must be accredited.
Yep. Uh-huh.
You must be accredited. You must either make $200,000 a year, or you must be worth $1 million without your home. That's a government requirement.
Yeah. And so I'm assuming that since most people, you know, since everybody is accredited to do it, most people, the risks don't really bother them or affect them in any way.
No, because all of ours are accredited. You must be accredited to do business with us.
What about annuities? Are there any guidelines?
Yes, there is guidelines. It's not as steep. It's not as harsh as life settlements. You still must have enough money to pay emergencies. You cannot have a negative balance. You must have a plus balance in all of your accounts.
Okay. Any risks with annuities?
Really not, because it's with a life insurance company. Your principal's safe. Your interest is once a year is put in your policy. It's locked in once a year. So, you know, there's really not any risk the way we do it.
For a new investor, if somebody was to come on board, say somebody calls you on Tuesday, we get into the new year, they say, okay, Faye, I've been listening for a long time. I'm really kind of nervous about what's happening in the stock market and really everything else. Going into the new year, I really want to start with, you know, something, annuities, life settlements, something. How long would it take somebody to get set up or in the pipeline or?
Probably a couple of weeks. It depends if we're transferring money from a 401k, from an IRA, or if they're just writing a check.
Okay.
If they're writing a check, it's quicker. If we're doing an IRA, it takes a couple of weeks.
Okay. Do you recommend that people get started as a couple? So say you've got a husband and wife. Say that, you know, they want to get started for the first time. They've never really done a whole lot of investments before, or at least something like this. Is it best if they're both fully informed and engaged, or do you find that it's okay if, say,
if it's an annuity, they usually come in and do it together. It's usually husband and wife. Some annuities, we're doing 401ks for their husband. If it's a life settlement, they should both come in and talk to me, where the wife will know if something happens to the husband, how it works.
Is it a good idea, because you were talking about, you know, that all the requirements being accredited to do a life settlement, is it a good idea for people to have all those numbers worked out ahead of time? And the reason I ask is because I think you've said in the past that there have been people that have been interested in life settlements, but they didn't think that they were accredited. They didn't think they met the qualifications for assets and whatnot. As it turns out, they went back, reran the numbers, and they were more than qualified. They just didn't realize it. Is it a good idea to know that ahead of time?
Sometimes, well, they can do it either way, because lots of times they come and talk to me. Then they say, well, I'm sure I'm accredited. And that's okay. Then some say, I'm not sure. I say, well, you need to add everything up and make sure that you are accredited. So sometimes they have to go home and add it up. Sometimes they already know they're accredited. They know what they're worth, and it's not a problem.
It is worth noting that sometimes people forget about old 401ks, you know, other different assets that they may have that they have forgotten about that are enough to push them over the edge. What are some of the big ones that people forget? Is it usually just 401ks, or is it, you know, something else that people...
Well, they forget sometimes about an old 401k they left somewhere. They forget that they have a certain amount of stocks, bonds, you know, maybe a savings account. They forgot about an old one. But you have to go and look all that up and say, okay, what all do I really own? And once they do that, usually they're more than accredited.
Okay. And then the last question. What is probably, would you say, the most common question that people ask you about life settlements when they come in for the first time to talk about them?
Well, they want to know how it works, how they're paid, you know, how all that works. And then I go through the whole thing about how we buy a policy, what kind of cancer they have to have. This has to be stage 4, that they will get a copy of this medical rundown before they ever get involved. So they look at it, they read it, and then they have to give us a yes or no.
Do new investors understand that they don't, because when you say like the LE and the report and all that, do they understand going in that they don't have to be like a medical trained person? A regular lay person can understand the data in these things. Do they?
Well, I do tell them. Yes, okay. I do.
All right.
I always explain all that to them.
I wasn't sure if somebody said, oh, geez, you know, here we're going to give you this medical report. And I'm like, oh, my God, there's going to be terms in there that I don't understand. There's going to be all kinds of stuff. But you don't need to be a doctor or anything like that. So, all right. So it is business back to usual starting on Tuesday, right, this coming week.
Yes, we'll be on it on Tuesday.
All right. So then, if anybody wants to call, make an appointment, come in, talk to you one last time, Faye, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.